You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are now on with our special UHealth guest, Dr. Andrew L. Sherman. He's a physiatrist. I hope I got that right. I have no idea what that really is, but I know he's going to tell us. Welcome to the show, Dr. Sherman.
Hi, Jim. How are you today?
I'm feeling great, but that doesn't mean I don't need pain management and rehabilitation. But that's not what a physiatrist does, is it?
Well, that's part of what a physiatrist does, actually. And, you know, the funny thing is I've been trying to tell for years my grandmother what a physiatrist is. Here I graduated from medical school after 4 years of college and 4 years of residency, and I'm still trying to explain to her what it is that I am and what it is that I do. But I will explain it to you and your guests.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, so in the end, what a physiatrist is a physician, MD or DO, of physical medicine and rehabilitation. And we really consider ourselves experts in nerve, muscle, bone injuries. We treat injuries and illnesses that affect how you move. We treat the whole person rather than a specific individual piece of your body.
Wow.
By treating the whole person, we consider ourselves doctors of function. We try and get people better moving, working, living, despite any of the impairments that they may develop.
Well, it sounds just like what I read when I talk about the University of Miami Health System and how you guys have the integrative approach.
Well, and that's why Doctor of Physical Medicine Rehabilitation, or physiatrist, is actually perfectly placed for many of the complex patients that we see. We receive training in team management and interdisciplinary approach to treating pain, chronic injuries, acute injuries. We treat little things such as sprained fingers, sprained shoulders, sprained back, or all the way up to the big things, we call them the big things, brain injuries, stroke, spinal cord injuries, ooh, catastrophic injuries. And for those people, we treat them on large inpatient units where we have a team of professionals, including other physicians, but mainly physical therapists, occupational therapists, specialized nurses, speech therapists, psychologists, all working together under the leadership of the physiatrist to get the person to maximize their function.
Well, what's your particular specialty, doctor?
So I actually do specialize in the outpatient world. I specialize in pain management and musculoskeletal injuries. And that's where I spent the last 15 years of my work at the University of Miami.
Well, it sounds to me like if you can take people that are having pain and help them feel better, then it seems to me that what you're doing is extraordinarily cost effective in this world of the Affordable Care Act.
Well, we're not surgeons, and we like to say that it's sometimes hard to pinpoint what it is we actually do when we prevent a surgery. We prescribe physical therapies, we prescribe medications, we prescribe injections. We talk to the patient. We find out what they want, what they need, what their goals are. And most of the time, surgery is not going to be the answer. Now, when it is, we have our partners who we consult and provide the referrals to, and we help them pinpoint actually what surgery should be done and why. And ultimately, when it comes down to what we do, we add life to years rather than years to life. And that's how we feel like we prevent illness, disability down the road, and we become a real cost-effective specialty for society.
Wow, it sounds terrific, because I know that when you get in there and let's just say somebody hurts their back, the last thing they want to do is surgery. The first thing they want to do is something that's non-invasive that really brings things together, like nutrition and rehabilitative medicine, I guess. So it sounds like you're the right guy for that.
Well, and yeah, that's why I love what I do. I just love seeing the patients get better without having to undergo such an invasive surgery when they can do that. And quite often they can do that. And it's a matter of giving them the confidence and showing them how, and getting them sometimes just back to being active again. Many people who get hurt come to me and they say, well, I got hurt a month ago and I've just done nothing. I'm scared. I can't move. I don't want to move. I might hurt something worse. And I just sometimes reassurance and sending them to a good through a good exercise program is enough just to turn the big boat around and get them sailing in the right direction.
So it sounds like the type of patients is quite broad-based, and so is the type of problems that the physiatrist can take care of.
And that's part of our training. Our training, it really is true. I mean, we go from, when you go from brain injury and stroke all the way down to a simple herniated disc or a simple pulled muscle in a leg or a back, you really get to see all kinds of people. And we take care of kids, too. And kids have all kinds of musculoskeletal ailments and sometimes catastrophic injuries. And we see remarkable recovery and really appreciative parents and kids. So it makes the whole thing very worthwhile.
Well, this numbness that I've had in my leg, it certainly doesn't want to make believe that a herniated disc is just a little thing. It sounds like you have a pretty broad-based practice that handles all kinds of different stuff.
Yeah, and we take care of very complex situations, and that's why we really are trained, and then we practice that training with a multi and interdisciplinary team. And we really do consult with neurologists and surgeons, as well as physical therapists and all the other professionals that I talked to you about, to really decide, is that numbness something that can be reversed? Is that numbness something that we need to teach the patient how to maximize their function, even though the numbness may be a bother? There may be things worse than numbness, which is terrible pain, which is also something that we manage.
Sounds like you got your assistant back there in the office there, Doc.
it's hard to know what comes through, but those little yips can be heard, I think.
That doesn't matter. It just makes it more fun. It's nice to know that you're not just a doctor, you're a regular guy, too. Now, let's see. I know that you... You've been all kinds of areas and specialties that you've been doing in the past, but what are some of the plans, the specialty plans going into the future for you personally, and then what are the future plans of UM in this specialty?
So this is a real exciting time for UM. UM has really recognized recently the importance of this field in treating the entire continuum of the patient from the beginning all the way through what we call post-acute care, which is at the end. And so in partnership with Jackson Memorial Hospital through their bond offering, in partnership with UM, has plans to build a very large multi-million-dollar rehabilitation facility, inpatient, outpatient with clinics, 90-bed hospital, where our department and our trainees will be able to care for patients. And it's also in partnership with the Miami Project to Cure Paralysis, so there will be research going on, cutting-edge research, into areas such as spinal cord injury and spinal pain.
You know, it sounds like you're really getting ready to increase the quality of life of many, many people if you're going to have 90 beds in your facility. Where are you going to have that located?
Well, it's going to be located on campus of Jackson Memorial Hospital and the University of Miami Medical School. And it's going to be a tremendous asset to the city of Miami. It really is going to help move forward the care of patients who need rehabilitation management.
Now, is this facility fully funded?
I don't think it is at this point, but for the most part, it is. It's through the bond offering. There was also a donation made by Lois Pope from the Miami Project to Cure Paralysis,
sure.
And that's all going to go into making the facility the best state-of-the-art facility that it can be, but certainly there'll be a drive to raise more funds, and there's going to be a groundbreaking in late April, I believe, for the facility.
Well, make sure you invite us so we can cover that, and how do people get more information or get in touch with you so that they can find out more and access your facility, because it sounds like it can appeal to a lot of people that have been having problems but didn't know what to do.
Well, they can call the University of Miami and ask for the Department of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, and they can ask for a physician such as myself or one of the partners or one of our specialists in brain and spinal cord injury, brain injuries or strokes, or just rehabilitation in general, who can listen to their needs and listen to their problems and hopefully give them some answers.
Well, it really sounds terrific. It sounds like you're really providing a great benefit to the public, especially if you can keep even one person for just even a short period of time from having to get, invasive surgery by just doing some rehab and some modest medication. It sounds like you're really heading in the right direction and keeping costs down for us all.
Well, that's why I love the field. It's been a tremendous ride for me for the last 15 years down here at the University of Miami. I love it down at the University of Miami, and I've really been able to, help out quite a bit.
Well, listen, I think we've created a great piece of content that you can send to your grandmother so that she can learn what you really do.
Yeah, that's something that we all struggle with the word physiatrist.
Well, listen.
But hopefully it really is going to be some education here that others that are listening to this show can sort of understand that we do have something really good to offer. If they want to come see us, we're happy to provide that service.
I got to get you back on the show with Ashwin Mehta. The two of you bring it all together. We're really excited to have you, and Ashwin is part of our guests here. Thank you so much, Dr. Sherman. Looking forward to having you on again real soon and going to the groundbreaking in just a few weeks.
You bet. Thank you, Jim.
It's my pleasure. Dr. Andrew Sherman, physiatrist, University of Miami Health System. We call him U Health on the show.